This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The trial of Karen Reed, week number two, it is wrapped up, and we saw a lot of very interesting testimony. Testimony that I don't know really moved the needle a whole lot in either way. I'm left with more questions than answers right now. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. So, week two's in the can. What's your reaction to what we saw in the last week?
Well, to sum it up, I think in a nutshell, regarding really all of these witnesses that we saw this week, if you are on the side of Karen Reed, you can make points and make the needle go your way. And if you believe that she hit John O'Keefe, you can see that those witnesses helped your case. It's kind of how you decide to slice it and dice it. Yeah. So I have to agree with you, nothing earth-shattering. But what did happen, and of course this was what happened today, was a mini hearing regarding the blogger that apparently, you know, was hired and paid and has been involved in this case to promote Karen Reed's position, and the judge's ruling that he will not be allowed in the courtroom during the testimony of the witnesses he's accused of harassing and intimidating.
Good.
But he will be allowed to be in the courtroom during the other witnesses. And that's really disappointing. And I'll tell you why. He was recently involved in a case and actually did a blog speaking about those jurors and doxing. In other words, giving information about other jurors in another case that I guess did not vote to his approval. And so the idea, of course, these jurors well know who this man is. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't go in the way he wants, the potential intimidation that they could each suffer, knowing that he's done it before.
Yeah.
And of course, knowing what he did to these witnesses before they testified. I understand Judge Cannone, because she has to consider what her ruling means for future cases, mm-hmm. because this is putting something on the books and establishing case law.
Sure.
But I just think it's going to have really a detrimental effect, and it's so disappointing.
Disappointing. When someone tries to make themselves part of the case, which this person did, it's sad. I mean, if you want to, like, if you look up malignant narcissist in the encyclopedia, if everyone knows what encyclopedia is anymore, his picture should be next to it. Because, I mean, just the abhorrent behavior and trying to masquerade as a journalist is anything but just, you know, a serial stalker almost, I would say, to some of these people. And it's sickening. But
It really is. And I hope, Tony, that you'll hopefully in your below segment where you can link some things, maybe we'll link a few of his statements, the persecution mm-hmm. of the victim family, both in person, screaming yeah. and yelling at them, calling them the most horrendous mm-hmm. names that I won't even say here.
Yeah.
And then what he says about the witnesses, including, the snowplow driver, including all these witnesses, the Alberts, the McCabes. It is absolutely jaw-dropping how he speaks of any human in this manner and what he has done to intimidate and try to affect the direction of this proceeding.
Sure.
So anyway, hopefully you'll be able to
yeah.
provide links for your viewers as yeah. to why you have that opinion.
No, yeah, we will definitely do that. Just sickening.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.